With the rollout of the COVID vaccination going from strength to strength across the UK, it's more important than ever that everyone has proper access to information around the vaccine. They have accessible invite letters to their particular appointments and indeed help and support at vaccination centres. That's especially important if you are blind or partially sighted. Now, we're taking a look at some guidance today, which has been created by RNIB and Guide Dogs. We have Paula Beattie and we have Robert Shelliday with us from RNIB. Robert, I suppose the question I'm going to ask first of all is why was there a need for this kind of guidance? But I suppose something as important as this, you really want things to be as easy for people to understand and attend as possible.
Yeah, I think I look back to almost this time last year and some of the initial campaigns that were going around COVID awareness. And I think the terms were being used, you know, the most important information in 50 years, et cetera, et cetera. And I think we've felt all along, as has a whole of RNIB, that it's absolutely essential that everyone has access to the correct information and access to the services. So this piece of work, when we realised the vaccination programme was kicking in prior to Christmas, we were determined that the people who were going to be involved in administering the vaccines had a really good understanding of how they should deal and work with blind and partially sighted people in the vaccine centres, and that we were in a position to provide that support. So that was really the background. It's part of a whole programme, really, that's been going on over the past 12 to 13 months, working really closely with the authorities and health and communities to ensure people have the information they need.
This is obviously a UK-wide effort to disseminate this vaccine guidance. We are looking at Northern Ireland. Paula, what's the situation there with the sort of health professionals then? Has the guidance been sent out to them? What's the kind of feedback been like?
Yeah, well, we worked in partnership with Guide Dogs in Northern Ireland, and we then had the guidance endorsed by the Department of Health and the Public Health Agency here. And what they have done in terms of distribution is they have made sure that the vaccination document has gone out to our 8 vaccination centres that we have now, all of the GP surgeries and the pharmacies who just started the vaccination process. So that's been a great success for us. Following on from what Robert said, I mean, the guidance here is not just to support individual blind or partially sighted people going for their vaccinations, but also to support and brief the staff who are working on the front line as and when a blind and partially sighted person arrives at the centre. So from our point of view, it's been a great example for the charities and government working together to support this whole process. I mean, for instance, the advice within the document would include the latest rules on guiding someone with sight loss, and that all written information been sent out is in a preferred format, should that be braille or large print, and also guidance to the staff around issues such as the fact that all sight loss is not apparent. I mean, not everyone who has a visual impairment may necessarily have a cane or a guide dog. So it's along the general issues of be aware, be kind and offer help. So where there's any issues at all, always offer help and ask if anyone needs assistance.
And that's quite a simple one, isn't it? It's the just ask. But I suppose it's good for people like myself who have a sight loss condition, because what worries me is, will I get any information I want in accessible formats? Will the appointments, will I be able to read that when I come?
Yeah.
Probably more importantly to the centres themselves, that someone will recognise the guide dog or the white cane and I will get the support. Because it's quite a nervous time for people going to the centres if they have sight loss and they perhaps have to go on their own.
Well, generally speaking, and in terms of the whole journey, it's been very important because the guidance covers issues such as private transport is preferable if you're looking at public transport, the best to give an appointment after 9:30 or 10. And when you arrive there, always make sure there's clear signage and lighting. If you're introducing and walking along with someone, you introduce yourself, you ask their name, and very importantly, speak directly to the person involved and not through a third person, which can quite often happen and isn't, you know, ill-intentioned. It's just used a lack of knowledge around that. So again, we found all of those very welcomed by the staff, and to date, the whole process seems to be running quite smoothly.
Just following on from what Paul is saying there, in terms of the feedback we've had from the health community, the Minister for Health, Robin Swan, has actually put his name to this and went on record to endorse the guidance and the RNIB and Guide Dogs for the work that we're doing, so clearly very welcoming. Also, we have a great support from our RNIB Connect community through their Facebook groups, through actually spreading their word, because I think it's really important for people's confidence that they know this sort of work's been done in the background, you know, before they go to get their jab, that they feel they can be confident they can have a good experience.
Will this be a kind of evolving guidance then? Will it be monitored and changed if required? You know, do you take feedback from people perhaps with some changes or some suggestions?
We're listening very carefully. So we're talking to our people who deliver services on the ground. We're talking to our community teams. We're getting feedback through various networks. We've really put it out there in promoting the guidance that we want feedback on people's experiences. To date, particularly in terms of people going to the vaccine centres, we've had some really good feedback and we're very encouraged by that. But there have been some negative experiences, and interestingly, that's more to do sometimes with information possibly not being accessible. So, for example, most recently, as the rollout has gone into the pharmacies in Northern Ireland, we've had a few issues there around maps, for example, not being accessible in terms of where your nearest pharmacy might be. But the good news is there that the pharmacies people in Northern Ireland and health professionals have been very, very open to making those changes and dealing with those issues. So these are the sorts of things, as issues evolve, as long as we're getting the feedback from the community about their experience, we can interact with the health professionals to make those changes and refine the detail.
Just to add to what Robert said there, the fact that we've been working with the Minister for Health and the Public Health Agency, they're very, very receptive to any issues that come forward in any areas where there may need to be some amendments made. Even the example that Robert gave there around the pharmacies, there's no pushback. It's an open door, which is excellent for us to say, and for blind and partially sighted people coming through the doors, it is an open door there, and any time any issues raised, they're very willing to work with us and to make any necessary changes. So that, I think that's been a very positive experience all round.
We'll keep a track on this story from around the UK, but for the moment, to Paula and to Robert, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.